Thank you for downloading the Archers Omnibus podcast. For more information, visit bbc.co.uk/archers.
Right now, lip balm, mascara. Tissues.
Passport. Euros. Credit cards.
Yeah, they're all in there.
Oh, great. You case it weighs a ton.
It's just under the limit.
Oh, honestly.
Oh, I've got to look my best, darling. Hey,
what do you reckon, huh?
Fantastic. Relax.
Good. Oh, love, are you sure Reese is okay about tomorrow dinner time?
Yeah, he knows. Yeah. It's all been sorted. And I'm doing the egg hunt.
Okay. Frieda?
Frieda's coming in early, both days.
Good. You won't forget about that delivery on Tuesday
morning. No, just let it go, Mum. We'll be fine. You don't have to worry.
Yeah, you're right, I know. I'm leaving the place in good hands. Mm-hmm. Oh.
I'll go.
Oh, that'll be Kenton. Bang on time.
Bonjour, mademoiselle.
Hiya, in the kitchen.
Happy Easter.
Yes, and you.
Ah, is madame ready to depart?
Oh, yes.
Hello, yes, I'm ready.
Oh, wow, Jolene.
Oh, do you think this is all right? I won't get too cold.
It's knockout.
This is just my travelling outfit. I got my coat here and all.
Well, you look great. I mean, perfect.
Right, you two, better get in your way.
All right, yeah. I'll grab your case. Oh, blimey.
Okay. Bye then, darling.
Oh, bye. Mm. Have a good trip.
Yeah, well, it ain't far. We'll be there by dinner time.
Okay, then.
Fallon, about Jamie.
Mum, what did I say?
I know, but you won't let him mess you around, eh?
He'll be fine. He behaved yesterday, didn't he?
Well, better.
He came in. He did a shift.
Yeah.
Don't worry. I'll look out for him.
Yeah, all right. Thanks, love. Hey, you can always give us a call.
Go on, off you go. Yeah.
Right. Okay, then.
Yeah. Hey, yeah.
Great. Monte Carlo, here we come.
So, George, how many eggs are you going to find?
100.
What, you reckon? All that many?
Yes, but only little ones.
Well, they're usually small. That's so the Easter Bunny can hide them.
They're not as big as the one you gave me.
No. Well, that was a special one.
Mum said it would make me sick.
Oh, did she? Well, I suppose it might make you feel bad if you ate it all at once. So just have a little bit more today and keep the rest, OK?
OK.
Well, baby Kira can't eat chocolate at all, can she?
No, she's too little.
Well, and she can't go on the egg hunt either. That's just for big boys like you. So, let's see if you can find more than Jake and Mia, shall we?
Yes.
We'll put the base here for now, next to the others.
OK.
Then we'll build the rest up on top.
So when are we going to move in the bees, Gran?
Oh, I'll have to think about that. Not today, anyway.
Yeah, but if that old hive's so wonky...
Yes, it is a bit decrepit.
That's why you bought the new one yesterday.
Why, you talked me into it, you mean.
Me? Hey.
All right. Help to persuade me.
Go on, Gran. You know how much you wanted one.
Yes, and I need it, too.
That's why you went to the spring convention.
One reason, yes. But if you hadn't come with me, I mightn't have had the courage.
It was great. I enjoyed it.
Yes, it was fun, wasn't it?
Some of those hardcore bee freaks, though. Talk about weird.
I beg your pardon?
I mean, in a good way, Gran. And I wasn't talking about you.
I'm glad to hear it. You ready with the next lift?
Okay, here.
Oh!
Oh, sorry, was that your finger?
No, it's all right. It's my fault. I'm a bit slow this morning, that early start.
Yeah, Lakey Hill at 5 o'clock in the morning. I don't think so.
No, I didn't notice you there, Josh. There was quite a good turnout, though.
Yeah?
Yes, 20-25 of us. Though they were mostly a bit younger than me.
Not getting too old for it, Gran?
Not quite yet. Oh, I'm sorry. Though it doesn't get any easier.
So, what about the fair at Lower Loxley?
Oh, don't worry, I can still take you to that.
Great.
I can't let Ben down, can I?
Ben, nothing. I said I'd meet some friends there.
I might try and have a quick nap after lunch. But first, I'm going to listen to Gardener's Question Time.
These all dead here, Will?
Those are. That's Nick's.
Oh, OK.
And the next table's finished too.
Well, yeah, if I've got room for it all.
Busy?
Busy enough, yeah.
Well, you've got a good crowd for the egg hunt. You seem to be coping all right, though.
Well, so far, with a little help, you know.
Yeah, so you've got Jamie clearing plates.
Yep, though he's supposed to be mainly on washing up.
And your mum on the way to Monte Carlo?
Well, they should be almost there by now.
All right for some, eh?
Yeah.
Dad, look, I found some more.
Hey, George. Well, how many's that now?
14.
Wow.
Jake's only got 10.
Well done. All right, well, I'll look after these for you. Go and see if you can find some more.
Okay.
Egg crazy kids.
Yeah.
One of them's bound to OD on chocolate.
Yeah. Well, I'm already in trouble with Emma.
Oh?
Yeah, because I gave George such a big egg. Maybe she thinks I'm spoiling him or something.
Well, it's only once a year.
Yeah, that's right. With all this fuss about his baby sister.
Well, he feels he's missing out, does he?
Well, he was upset at first. Jealous, you know. Can't say I blame him neither. Especially the way that Emma was... Well, you know. Anyway, I've been spending as much time with him as I can to make up.
Oh, it must be nice for both of you.
Yeah. Yeah, it is.
Oh, Kenton. Oh, wow. Oh. Look at this.
So, is the room to Madame's satisfaction?
Oh, it's wonderful. I mean, look at the size of that bed.
Yeah, well, I ordered it specially.
Oh, and a balcony too. Oh, I can't wait. I've got to have a look at this.
With a sea view?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yes, yes. You can almost see down to the harbour.
Oh, great. Well, it all checks out then.
Oh, it's all perfect, Kenton. Better than even I imagined.
Yeah, it is, isn't it?
Oh, yes. It's what? A lovely ensuite. It's all glass and marble. A nice big shower and all.
Oh, yeah. Oh, that's good to know.
Oh, lovely big towels. Oh, it all looks so tempting. I think I might have one now.
Huh?
Yeah, nice hot shower. To freshen up, wash away the journey. Just what I need.
Oh, yeah, why not?
Yeah, and I can try out my new shower gel.
All right, sounds good.
I'll just fill in my wash bag.
Oh, no, here. I'll open this for you.
Yeah, thanks, darling. Now, let's see. It should just be in the top here.
Oh, maybe I'll dig mine out too. Yeah, it'd be good to freshen up. What?
Oh, that magazine I was reading on the plane. I left it down in the lobby.
Yeah?
Yeah, while you were signing in.
Oh, okay, well...
Oh, Kenton, darling.
You want me to fetch it?
Well, I know it sounds silly, but I was halfway through a story. I'd hate to lose it.
Okay.
I mean, I could call down.
No, don't worry. I'll get it.
Oh, you're so lovely. Thanks. I'll see you in a bit then. After my shower.
Not quite two yet. Still a couple of minutes to go.
I wonder where Joe Grundy is now.
Keeping a very low profile, I bet.
Yes, with his mistletoe scan about to be broadcast to the whole nation.
Was it really such a scam, or did he just get his facts wrong?
Well, it was definitely the wrong time of the year to try and propagate the seeds. The team was quite sure about that.
I heard several people were chasing him for a refund after the recording.
Yes, apparently Sabrina's hopping mad. She's definitely asking for her money back.
She'll be lucky.
Yes.
Oh, dear.
That wonderful lunch has made me even sleepier.
Blame it on your lovely blackcurrant crumble.
Well, it was very kind of you to ask me round.
Oh,
when
Jim,
you're all so busy.
It's a real pleasure. And you're taking the boys to Lower Loxley. That's a help to us.
It'll be nice for me too. Is David coming back in for coffee?
I'm not sure. He may have got started on a job already.
Yes. He didn't have much to say over lunch, did he?
No.
He's still worrying about the milk yields?
They're still below par, even with the new grass.
Yes, he was telling me.
I mean, we've been here before, of course, and hopefully they'll pick up soon. But David's been pretty depressed about it.
He looks worn down.
I know. I've been telling him it's not really his fault.
So he is blaming himself?
Yeah. And this coming right after the Yonis disease.
Yes, it's very bad luck.
And that's all it is. Look, David's no need to feel so bad about it.
No.
He's done everything right. Moved the herd onto the next paddock when they needed to. Tested the grass with the plate meter. So we'll just have to feed a bit more concentrate for now and hope for the best.
Still, I hate to see him looking so stressed.
Oh, so do I, Jill. I've tried my best to cheer him up, but it's uphill work. You know what he's like.
Mm. It's a pity you can't get away for a few days. Have a proper holiday.
In our dreams.
Yes, I suppose it's all very well for Kenton, but...
Oh, the time, quick.
Oh, yes, I'll turn it on.
Just in time.
Yes, here we go. Of Ambridge.
There you go. Oh, and I picked up some casino brochures while I was down there.
Great, well done.
So, how about I open a bottle of this and we sit down, enjoy the view and make some plans?
Oh, sounds good to me.
Okay. So, how was your shower?
Oh, yeah, fabulous. You're going to have one too?
Yeah, maybe.
Go on. You should, it's gorgeous.
Yeah, well, I'll just do this first.
Yeah. Yeah, maybe you're right.
Oh,
drink first, eh? We could save that for later.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, no big rush, is there? 3 days, nothing to do but spoil ourselves silly. Mm. Have all the fun we can.
Oh, yeah. It still all seems too good to be true.
Yeah, well, this is definitely for real. There you go.
Oh, lovely.
Oh, so, cheers then. To us.
Mm. To us.
Yeah. Happy holiday. Mm.
Oh, that's nice. Oh, I'm feeling relaxed already.
Oh, yeah. Oh. Jolene, you did see the sign on the door?
What?
In 6 different languages. Yeah. This is strictly a non-smoking suite.
Yeah, so?
So... Come on, you were so keen to get me out of the room. I bet you lit up as soon as you shut the bathroom door.
Not me?
Yes, you. I don't know, I can't trust you for a minute.
Stop it, I didn't, I promise.
Okay.
No, I've got nothing to light up. Anyhow, I'm not that stupid. If I did sneak one, I'd go out to the balcony for that.
Well, okay then. Those French windows stay locked.
Oh, Kenton, sweetheart... Why would I want a ciggy with you here, huh? I've not had even the slightest craving since I left home.
No?
No.
So, well, think you can manage another 3 days?
Oh, yes, if you can help me. I dare say we'll keep my mind off it somehow.
Oh, I feel like I've been travelling forever.
Phoebe, wake up, we're here.
I wasn't asleep.
Bath first, and then something to eat.
Well, I'll get the bags. You go on in and say hello to Rory.
Well, hello.
Oh, no.
Oh, Lord.
Please, not now, not Linda.
It's all right, look, you go on in, I'll deal with
it. Hello, Phoebe.
Hi.
So, just back from your holiday in South Africa. Did you have a wonderful time?
Yes, yes we did.
Lots of wonderful adventures.
Yes, we went on a safari in the Kruger National Park.
Oh, gosh, well, that does sound exciting.
Oh, yes, it was really awesome. We stayed in a lodge right out in the bush.
Oh.
And, I'm so sorry. We're just exhausted and I really must go on in.
Oh, yes, you poor things. Please don't let me hold you up.
Come on, Phoebe.
You can tell me all about it another time.
Yes. Bye, Linda.
Bye.
We'll find Maureen and get you home.
Now, Linda.
I brought you one of these, Bran, my leaflet for the parish council elections.
Oh, so you're busy canvassing.
No, not canvassing. What Richard Thwaite's been doing, that's canvassing.
So what has he been...
Going round the village, knocking on doors, invading people's privacy.
Oh.
Sign of desperation, perhaps. But he'll probably end up losing more votes than he gains. That's what Robert says anyway, and I quite agree. So, can I leave you with a couple of these?
Okay, I'll take one.
And I have to tell you, Brian, Richard's not the only one who's desperate for votes.
Mm.
Hillary Noakes. You know she came to the Easter Dawn service yesterday?
Really?
First time ever, and to the breakfast afterwards, smiling and chatting away, shamelessly ingratiating herself. Exactly who she's hoping to fool, I don't know.
Well, Linda, I'm sure democracy will prevail.
And apparently she was all over Sabrina in the Bull last night.
Oh?
Shedding those crocodile tears.
Sabrina?
Yes. The poor girl was so upset her question didn't make the broadcast of Gardner's Question Time. Oh. And she was so furious with Joe Grandy over his mistletoe scam. I think she had one glass of Rioja too many. But do you really think Hillary gives a hoot about all that? It's sheer hypocrisy.
Mm.
And as I said to Sabrina myself, that's show business. I was just so pleased my feature went so well. As Eric said, it's one of the highlights of the show.
Yes. Linda, I really ought to get these bags in for the girls.
Oh, yes, I'm so sorry. I'll be on my way then. Bye then, Brian, and don't forget the leaflet.
The survey on the Hollerton house came through this morning.
Not before time.
Well, I think there's quite a lot needs doing.
Yeah, we'll have to get some estimates. I'll have a look at it now.
Matt, you will be free for lunch.
Depends how I go with this lot.
Matt, James is coming, remember?
Yeah, I'll be around.
Good.
Just remind me, how long's he staying?
2 nights. He's going back on Wednesday afternoon. Darling, I know things were difficult last time he came.
Oh, yeah, I'd say they were difficult.
Well, that's all history now, dead and buried. I want us all to be able to make a fresh start.
All right, okay, Pussycat, suits me. Dead and buried.
You know, you and James have more in common than you think. I'm sure you'll get on if you try.
Yeah. I'll do my best, I promise.
Elephant, buffalo,
ooh.
White rhino.
Well, you saw all those.
Wait, I'm not finished. White rhino,
yeah.
Lion, and leopard. Those are the big five.
Ah, yeah, the big five.
The leopard was the hardest.
Mm.
We thought we were never going to see one. Then, on our last day, Jacob, he was our guide. He was really cool.
Oh, yeah.
He pointed to this tree. We couldn't see anything at first, but we drove up and there was this massive leopard lying on a branch.
Wow, how exciting.
Yeah, we got really close and we saw tons of other animals too. I've got hundreds more photos.
Really?
Hello. Did you tell Grandad about the leopard?
Yes, she did.
I'll show you the rest when I've downloaded them.
Well, I look forward to that.
Phoebe, why don't you take Rory his present? He's in the kitchen with Adam.
Okay.
And then I'll have to take you home.
What is it?
Oh, it's a lovely little elephant. We'll be thrilled.
Okay. I bet he's pleased to have you back, too.
Yes, he's been so sweet. But I'm sure he's been quite happy here with you, though.
Yes, well, we got on fine, no problems at all.
As I knew you would.
Though I have to say, darling, I'd forgotten just how full on this childcare business is.
Gosh.
Yeah, I've said it.
Can I have that in writing, please?
I mean, you're just so good at it.
Thank you. Which reminds me, have you washed the clothes that he took to Ireland yet?
Ah, I couldn't find the detergent stuff because I think we must have run out.
All right, I better go and have a look.
Thanks. Oh, and welcome home.
James! Oh, James, darling!
Ma!
Oh,
hello.
It's so good to see you. And you're looking so well.
Ah, you too, Ma. Wonderful.
How was the drive?
Good. No problem at all. Once you get this beast into the third lane, not much can stop us.
It's new, isn't it?
Not showroom new, no, but my latest toy. A bit of a self-indulgence, I know, but...
Well, if it means you can visit me more often, I'm all for it.
Sorry it's been so long, Ma.
I know what a busy man you are, darling.
It's been pretty full on these last few months. It's good to have a break. And it's good to be out in the country again. Oh, up in town, you hardly notice it's spring.
Well, we can help you unwind. We can go for walks, down to the pub.
Wonderful. Just the medicine I need. Is Matt around?
Yes. Yes. He's busy in the office, but he said he'd join us for lunch. Ah.
Okay.
Here he is. Matt, darling, come and say hello to James. what do you think of his new car?
Yeah, nice little motor. I could hear it coming from Pennyasset. So, James.
Hello, Matt. Keeping well?
Yeah, can't complain. You?
Oh, not so bad.
He's been so busy, poor boy, working too hard.
Yeah. So what about this lunch then?
Yes. Yes, of course. Yes, it is all ready. Let's go in, shall we?
Jennifer, hello again.
Hello.
Out shopping already and you've only just got back.
I've just run Phoebe home and we're out of washing liquid.
Right.
But I must dash. I want to pop in and say hello to Mum.
Oh, how is Peggy? I've not seen much of her lately.
Well, she seems fine. Yes, but busy. Huh. She's off to a University of the Third Age meeting tomorrow.
Oh, well, good for her. Mm.
I think a friend of hers is giving a talk.
Mm. Oh, and Jennifer, as I came by the Dower House just now, I passed a young man in a very smart-looking sports car.
Oh, yes, that must be James.
Ah, I thought I recognised him.
I spoke to Lillian earlier and he's come to stay for a couple of days.
Oh, well, that's nice for Lillian.
Mm, she's very fond of him.
Yes, we'll have a visitor too tomorrow night. Robert's daughter, Leonie.
Oh, so not the one with the baby?
No, no, that's Coriander. Oh,
and Oscar. Yes, yes, of course.
Yes, Leonie is, well, not always the easiest guest to have around. She and I have had our ups and downs.
Yes.
Just have to see how it goes this time.
Hit a bottleneck on the M40. But I still shaved another few minutes off my all-time record.
Just you be careful, darling. Think about your licence.
Relax, Ma. I've got the old magic box on the dashboard. You know, tips you off for speed traps.
Yeah, well, still, I'd rather you took 5 minutes longer.
Anyway, 3 of my points just expired, so I'm back out of the danger zone.
Why doesn't that make me feel reassured?
Great salad, Ma.
Oh, thank you, darling. Have some more.
Pile it on. How about you, Matt?
Hmm?
You picked up any points lately?
Me? No, not lately.
Lucky man.
James, it's not all luck. It's keeping to the limit, darling.
Yes, she's right. These days I stick to the rules. A law-abiding citizen, that's me.
Yes.
Well, you might not get the buzz, but it makes life simpler, doesn't it?
I guess.
Salad, Matt?
Yeah, go on then.
Anyway, Ma, isn't it about time you traded in your car?
Oh, quite happy with it, thank you.
Yes, but have you considered an upgrade? Your car's an extension of your personality. It says a lot about who you are, your status.
I can't be fussed with all that.
I'm serious. Remember, you're the sole director of what's on the way to becoming a very successful property business.
Well, I'm not sure if I'd put it quite like that.
Ah, no false modesty, Ma. You've built it up from scratch in hardly more than a year.
Matt and I between us.
Sure, but don't sell yourself short. As far as the punters are concerned, you are the face of the Amside brand.
Well, even if I was, what's all this got to do with my car?
So you've got to look the part. The way you dress, the car you drive, your brand of accessories, it all matters. When you go to a site to meet a client, you've got to send them the right message.
Darling, it all sounds such a bother.
I'm intrigued, James. Is this the kind of advice your clients pay you for?
My clients?
Well, Lillian says you're some kind of a management consultant.
Yes, that's right, for my sins.
Yeah, I've never been quite sure what that means. Perhaps you could tell us.
Matt, darling, James doesn't want to talk about his work. He's come here to get away from all that.
Okay, fair enough.
Now, James, tell us more about London. Have you been doing lots of fun things? You know, shows, clubs, parties?
Oh, not had much time for all that, really.
Oh, no social life at all. Oh, come on, darling. I can't believe that.
Well, since you ask...
Yes, what?
There has been a development in my social life recently.
Oh?
Yes. It's become a lot more interesting.
Oh, James, come on, you must tell us. Is this a new girlfriend?
Oh,
darling, who is she? What's her name? Are we going to meet her?
Oh, it's work. I'm going to have to take this one. Do you mind?
No, of course not, darling. You go ahead.
Hi, Richard. No, I'm down in the country.
I knew there was something. Oh, I do hope she's nice, Matt. I hope he's serious about this one.
Yeah, just for a change.
Tiger. Anyway, I said you needn't have worried. He's been perfectly polite and charming.
Yeah, right. I'm sure it's going to be a real fun couple of days.
When I was a publican, I'm not sure I'd have chosen Easter for a holiday.
Kenton's idea, wasn't it?
Mm. Well, I hope they're both having a nice time in... Where was it?
Monte Carlo.
Just thought I'd pop in and say hello to Fallon. See how they're managing without Jolene.
Well, I wouldn't really know. I've just been in to meet our vice-chair of the NFU committee.
Oh, yeah. Well, I just put my head in. I've only got a few minutes while Jennifer's in the post office.
Auntie Peggy!
Oh, hello, Shula.
Hi, David.
Hi, Shula.
Taking some time off?
Oh, exercising. He's one of the liveries. Bit of a live wire, aren't you, boy?
Well, I'll be on my way.
Oh, David, Alistair says you've been having more problems with the herd.
Yeah.
A drop in your milk yields?
That's right, yeah.
Oh, dear.
Yeah, and what makes it worse is that it should have been avoidable.
Well, that's easy to say with hindsight.
No, take it from me. This one shouldn't have happened. It wasn't an act of God. No one else was responsible.
Alistair thinks it could be down to any number of reasons.
No, there's no mystery about it, Shula. It was bad management. Simple as that. Anyway, I must get back to work.
Yes, of course. Nice to see you.
Yeah, and you.
Bye.
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 Oh, dear. Poor David, he's very down in the dumps.
Alistair's been worried about him too. This yield drop coming right after Jonah's disease.
It sounds as if he's under a lot of pressure.
Yes. All right, wait.
I'd better get on. Jennifer will be wanting to get home.
Oh, Auntie Peggy, Mum says you're planning to go to a U3A meeting this afternoon.
Yes, I am. Ted, Violet's husband from the Laurels, he's giving me a lift. And he's giving a talk at the meeting.
What about?
A painter called Richard Dadd.
Oh.
No, I don't know much about him either. So it should be an interesting afternoon.
Oh! Shh! Damn it!
What's up? You okay?
No, I'm not. Oh. Yeah, I'm fine. Just blistered my thumb.
What's going on? What's the funny smell in here?
Nothing. I just...
Grass? You've been drying grass in the oven?
As you can see.
Oh, you're going to recalibrate the plate meter?
Yeah, 10 out of 10.
Okay. Oh, I'm sorry about your thumb. You should put it under the cold tap.
My thumb is fine. I'm okay. There's no need to fuss.
Sorry, just a suggestion. You having a cuppa?
No, thanks. Don't have the time.
Okay. So when did you last recalibrate the meter?
Well...
When did you last...
I don't know. A while back, right? A week, 2 weeks.
2 weeks?
Oh. Oh, what?
So you didn't recalibrate last time you took the readings?
No, I said it was a couple of weeks.
But that means...
Yes, I know what it means.
Well...
I thought the estimates would be accurate enough, all right? I thought I wouldn't need to recalibrate.
But you know how crucial it is, David. If we didn't have the right figures, how could we get the feed right?
Ruth, please, yes, I do know, and I don't need you to give me a lecture about it, all right?
Hiya, it's me, I'm home.
Hello, Pet.
Hey, what's this? You start growing your own, Dad?
Hey,
sorry, it was a joke.
I'm going back out anyway.
David... I'm sorry, I wasn't trying to get at you, I just...
What's all that about?
He's drying grass so he can work out the dry matter to calibrate the plate meter.
Yeah, I guess that much, but why is he so stressed? Is it still about the drop in yield?
We've all been stressed.
Yeah, but Dad's really beating himself up about it, isn't he?
He's blaming himself because he didn't calibrate it at the time.
Oh, yeah, but there could have been plenty of other reasons why the yields have dipped.
I know. He's sensitive. He's down about everything, the whole situation.
Yeah, I noticed.
Nothing I say seems to be helping.
You think he'd want to talk to me? You can give it a try. OK, I'll go and get changed. Dad?
Hi.
Problem?
No, I'm just trying to shift this nut so I can get the cover off.
Right.
Either it's seized or the thread's knackered.
Is it urgent?
Well, we can't run this place without a spreader.
No, I mean, do you need to fix it, like, today, right now?
Why?
Well, the sun's shining. I've got an hour to kill. Why don't we go down to the Herefords? Have you checked them yet?
Not yet, no.
So, this can wait. You can do it another time. Come on.
This is very kind of you, Ted.
My pleasure. It's hardly out of my way.
I'm sure Jennifer would have taken me in.
No, no. And it's very nice for me to have some company on the road. And I know there'll be at least one person there to listen to my talk.
Well, I'm sure I won't be the only one.
I hope my choice of artist isn't going to be too obscure for them.
Richard Dadd? No, I looked him up this morning. The Victorian fairy painter.
Well, they were one of his subjects, yes.
He sounds a fascinating character. I'm looking forward to learning more about him.
That's kind of you.
No, really. Anyway, for me, so much of my time is taken up by, well, Jack, of course, and just the business of living, you know?
Yes, indeed.
It's such a treat to be getting out and doing something different.
All right, here's the deal. If you get bored and nod off, I promise I'll wake you up at the end.
There, see? How's that for eye candy? A field full of happy, healthy cattle, all grazing peacefully, bright-eyed and glossy-coated. They're all doing really well, aren't they?
Better than the dairy herd.
Oh, come on. It was a great move going into Hereford's. All those years ago, you picked up a trend in the market and went for it. And now we've got the best herd in this part of the county. And it's all down to you, Dad. They are just so gorgeous. And profitable.
In a niche market. I reckon we've reached the limit round here.
Well, actually, as it happens, I've been thinking about this whole thing, you know.
Yeah?
Yeah, and I don't think we've reached the limit yet. I think there's a lot more we could do to sell our meat.
Like?
Like our website, for starters. I mean, it's okay, but let's be honest, it's a bit clunky.
Well, it does its job.
Yeah, but it could do so much more.
Yeah, maybe, but it all takes time, though, doesn't it?
Yeah, but it'd be worth it, Dad. And we could get on the phone, target more butchers. There's another one in Felbersham that's offering specialist breeds.
Who told you that?
I get out. I talk to people. I hear things.
You're saying that I should get out more?
Yeah, well, it wouldn't hurt.
Thanks. Look, I see where you're coming from, love. And it's great that you're so keen, but...
But what?
But we can't sit here all day and talk about it. I ought to get back to that spreader. Come on.
Ted!
Hello. So you managed to stick it through to the end?
Now, don't be so modest. It was very entertaining.
Thank you, Peggy.
And it's not just me. I've been listening to the comments, everyone saying the same.
If it managed to keep your attention, it can't have been so bad.
I thoroughly enjoyed it all.
Well, I have had some practice. You missed the talk on Ruskin I did before Easter.
Well, if I'd known.
And I expect they'll soon be after me to give another.
And I hear you're not just a lecturer. You're quite an artist yourself.
Oh, I can't think who told you that.
I've been talking to a fan of yours. Mm-hmm. She tells me you do wonderful talks about the art of enamelling. And demonstrations, too.
Oh, that. It's just a little hobby of mine.
Well, it's something you've kept very quiet about.
Oh, you know, like yourself, I don't have so much time for it these days.
But you still make things.
I knock up the odd piece now and then.
I'd be very interested to see some of your work.
Would you? Oh.
If it's not too much to ask.
No, no, of course. Well, I'll bring something along next time we meet up. How about that?
Thank you. I'll look forward to it.
Dad? Just say if this is a bad time.
No, it's perfect. Come on in.
I'm on my way back from town, so...
Oh, have a seat. Time for a cuppa?
Oh, yes, please.
Eddie's turned for milking, so I've just made one.
Is David around?
Not in the house. He's out there somewhere.
Oh, OK. Well, in case he comes back in, I'd better tell you why I'm here. I saw him briefly this morning. He's looking pretty dreadful.
I know. I really am worried about him too, Shula.
I know you've had all these problems with the dairy herd.
Yeah, but these kind of setbacks happen all the time.
Yes, and that's why I'm wondering if there isn't more to it.
How do you mean?
Well, of all of us, he was the only one who was actually there. I mean, up there with Nigel, who saw it happen.
Yeah.
And whatever he likes to pretend, to see his brother-in-law die like that, it must have left him terribly scarred.
You think it could be some kind of reaction?
Post-traumatic stress? Well, OK, it sounds a bit melodramatic, but...
No. It does make sense.
After such a terrible shock.
I've been wondering myself. I suppose I was hoping it'd go away. He'd get better again.
Ruth, I'm not sure if these things do just go away.
No. No, he's just got nothing left, Shula. No strength, no resources. He's been trying to do two jobs at once. No one could have done more to help Elizabeth.
Oh, yes, I know.
And then all this grief with the herd. And all the while he's been having to bottle up his own feelings. I should have seen this coming. I should have... Oh, I don't know. Got him to a doctor?
I do think he does need some kind of help. Counselling, maybe.
Counselling? You know David. Do you think he'd ever agree to that?
No, I know what you mean.
He'd run a mile at the thought of it.
OK, so maybe the next best thing is to get a friend to try and talk to him.
Yeah, but who?
What about Alistair?
Do you think he would?
I could always ask.
Oh, please, Shula. If you think it'd help... It's got to be worth a try.
Robert?
Morning.
Oh, what's all this?
I'm doing a full English for Leonie.
Oh.
There's plenty to go round if you'd like some too.
No, Moosley will do for me.
Okay.
Wouldn't Leonie rather have a lie-in?
She's up already. She's only here for a short time. She wants to make the most of it.
So she's still planning to leave this afternoon?
Yep. After lunch. Lindy, come on. She's been on such good form. We had a really nice, relaxed meal last night.
If by that you mean there were no snide comments about my role as a grandmother.
No, that's not fair.
Yes, all right, I'm sorry. She was much nicer to me by the end of her last visit.
Yeah, and she's been very nice to both of us this time. In fact... She's in a much better place than she's been for quite a while, don't you think?
Well, yes, she does seem a lot happier in herself.
Well, I suspect a lot of it's down to this new bloke of hers.
Oh, yes, what was his name?
Jay.
Yes, but that's all we know about him, his first name. She's been so mysterious.
Oh, hey, Dad.
Oh, morning.
Oh, wow, look at this. You really were serious.
When I say full English, I mean full English.
Good morning, Leonie.
Morning, Linda.
Did you sleep well?
Yes, like a log. Oh, that room is just so fresh and comfortable.
Good.
And I was dreaming of that fabulous pear flan you made us last night. I'll have to pinch the recipe.
Oh, well, yes, I can print it out for you if you like.
Help yourself to fruit juice.
Oh, and listen up, both of you. I've got some great news.
Yeah?
I had a text from Jay this morning, and guess where he is? Right here in Borsetshire.
Really?
Mm-hmm, yes, and he's free for lunch, so why don't I text him back and say we'll all meet up at the Bull?
Yeah, we'd like that very much, wouldn't we, Lindy?
Hi, Ma.
James, darling, you're up bright and early.
Yep, just off for a run.
Oh, well, it's a nice morning for it. I thought I'd rescue the last of the daffs and take them into the office.
Oh, lovely.
Oh, and Ma, I was thinking, why don't you let me take you out to lunch?
Oh, that's sweet of you, darling.
The ball?
Perfect. I'll tell Matt now before he books anything else.
Okay. Oh, and I've asked a friend along, too.
Friend? What sort of friend?
Well, from London. She just happened to be in the area, so...
She? James, is she this new girlfriend of yours?
Ha ha, wait and see. You'll find out when you meet her.
Oh, back here again at the airport. I can't believe it's nearly over.
Yeah, I know. But hey, it has been fantastic.
Yeah, the best holiday. Oh, thanks so much, Kenton.
Well, it's not quite over yet. Still the duty free.
Oh, yeah.
Still got a few euros left from my winnings.
Last of the big spenders, eh?
3 days in Monte Carlo and I came out on top.
Yes.
Oh, sorry, did I already tell you that?
Yes, you did.
So, where are you going?
Oh, it's just a thought. While I'm here, maybe I'll pick up some of these for Lillian.
Oh, yeah, nice try.
What?
Yeah, put those cigarettes back on the shelf.
No, I said they're for Lillian.
Oh, come on, you can do better than that.
Oh, you don't let a girl have any fun, do you?
What?
Oh, I've been so good, I've not touched a cigarette the whole time.
Yeah, and how was it we always chose the outside tables at the cafe, inhaling other people's gauloises?
Well, that was just sheer coincidence.
Yeah, sure. Anyway, look, I've got my 50 euros and I'm going to buy you something much better. Come on.
Okay. Hi, sweetie. Yeah, just got here.
He's talking to her now.
Yeah.
Oh, man, don't spoil it for me. I hardly ever get to meet his girlfriend.
No, I'll behave. I'm quite curious to meet her myself.
Bye. Okay, she's already here. She's waiting for us.
Oh, good.
So, let's go on in, shall we?
Oh, now she's off the phone. I hope he hasn't stood her up.
No, she looks quite happy.
Yeah, must be the real thing, if she wants us to meet him.
Okay, good, he's here. He won't be a minute.
Great. Well, drinks? Leonie.
Oh,
shall we wait for Jay and then order around?
Oh, yeah, maybe that's best. So, what's on Frida's specials today, I wonder? I hope it's...
Bar or restaurant, darling.
Ah.
What?
Drink first.
Oh.
Let's try it here.
No, it's just Matt and Dillian. Oh, and is that...
Oh, Robert and Linda.
Hello. And have you met my daughter, Leonie?
Oh, hello. Yeah, and of course, you already know James, don't you?
Yes, hello.
Hiya.
Hi. Leonie.
Hello, James.
So, you two...
James?
Leonie?
Wait a minute. James?
You mean...
Surprise! Guys, meet my new girlfriend, Leonie.
And this is Jay, my gorgeous hunk of a boyfriend. Mwah.
Good heavens.
Darlings, how wonderful.
Well. Now there's a surprise.
Oh, so... Home, sweet home.
Still in one piece by the look of it.
Oh, yeah. Oh, Fala's been such a star. I really owe her one.
Yeah. Right. Okay, so, shall we?
Yep. Back down to earth.
Yeah, it's not so bad. I'm staying around till Friday.
Yeah. And I feel so much better than when I left. Really do. I'm a new woman.
Well, mission accomplished then.
And you bought me that lovely perfume with your winnings. Oh, you're so good to me, Kenton.
No, I'm a lucky one. Let's do it again sometime, yeah?
Yeah, you're on.
Come on in. Once more onto the breach. I've only got a royal wedding to prepare for.
It sounds tacky, I know, but we actually met on a double date.
Oh.
Not
tacky at all.
Oh, a double date.
Well, yes, it was one of those, you know, hey, there's someone I'd really like you to meet. I think you'll get on really well. And I was like, yes, sure, I've heard that one before.
And just for once, it turned out to be true. Hey, sweetie? And when we found we both had family at Ambridge, well, that kind of clinched it.
Oh, how romantic.
Well, honestly, it was just such a nice surprise to meet a real man for once.
Really?
Oh, yes. I've dated guys who turned out to be such total wimps and losers.
Okay.
I mean, the last one before James was a vegan, would you believe?
Oh, well, maybe, but that doesn't mean
Linda, he spent the whole evening moaning about how miserable he was at boarding school.
Yeah, sounds a bit of a wuss to me.
Matt!
And for me, well, it was just such a rare treat to find a girl like Leonie, who's so gorgeous, intelligent, and feisty, too.
Ah, you like them with a bit of spirit, then, James?
Ah, a girl who knows her own mind, definitely.
Okay. Okay, well, here's to the both of you for being brave enough to come here and meet us all. It's a shame it's such a flying visit, but...
Yes, it is a pity, but, well... Duty calls.
Oh, couldn't you at least stay for the afternoon, darling?
No, Ma, I'm afraid after coffee we'll both have to head straight back off to town.
Oh, no!
Sweetie?
Wine on my jacket.
Oh.
Okay, don't panic.
No, here's a napkin. Oh, thanks. No. There's a water jug on that table.
It won't stain. It won't stain. It's only white. Come with me.
It's okay. I got it.
How stupid of me.
Just stab it,
stop
James.
Being so naughty.
Who, me?
Egging her on. Never mind what you think of her. James obviously adores her, and it's mutual.
Yeah, yeah, I can see that.
They look so happy together.
Ah, it's a good match. I'd say they're made for each other.
Oh, all right. All right, I'm fine now. Sorry to make such a fuss.
All sorted now.
Thank you, Linda.
No problem. So then, you two, do you have any plans to...
we're taking it steady. Right, sweetie?
Definitely. We're not quite ready to play houses yet.
Well, no big rush, is there?
Well, as I keep reminding you, James, you're not getting any younger.
No, Ma, slow down. Give the poor girl a chance.
And before any of you ask, no, we're not planning to start a family anytime soon.
Good heavens, no, I didn't
Sorry,
mean...
Sorry, Dad.
No, it never even...
Well, I mean, what is it about having a baby that seems to turn its parents from rational beings into drooling idiots?
Oh, go.
My dear sister's a case in point, and her darling Oscar. Oh, much as I love them both. And it seems to be catching, too.
Excuse me, I must just nip to the...
Lindy, are you all right?
Yes, I won't be a minute.
Oops. Sorry, did I say something?
No, don't worry, I'll just go and see. Lindy, wait... I'm sure that was just a slip of the tongue. It wasn't a dig about you and Oscar.
It's all right, Robert. I just need to go to the loo.
Okay. I'm still getting my head round it myself. James Bellamy?
Do you think it's for the best, Robert? I mean, the things one hears about James. I gather he's broken quite a few hearts in his time.
Oh, yeah, but they seem so close and so happy.
Yes, you're right. I know. I only hope it lasts.
James Bellamy and Leonie Snell. You couldn't make that up.
You're quite sure about that?
I don't know, it's official.
Well, good luck to them, I say.
Yeah, a cute couple. The Joker and the Ice Queen.
Canton, don't be mean.
Okay, sorry. I won't say another word.
You know, if you want to do something useful, do you think you could find me some more bunting?
Yeah, okay. The bar's looking... pretty festive already, though.
Yeah. Fallon and Harry have made a great start.
I know, yeah. Wedding bells, streamers.
We need some flags for the outside, though, huh?
Okay.
Thanks.
Oh, straight back in at the deep end, eh?
Yeah. It's okay. I'm so relaxed and unwound. I'm really looking forward to it all.
Yeah? Oh, great.
Yeah, there's one thing I'm not so relaxed about, though, Kenton.
Oh?
Jamie. He's still here. He ain't showing any signs of moving out.
Okay.
I mean, a week or two, that's fine, but I'd hoped he'd be thinking of going by now. I mean, I'm not his mother. I can't always be responsible for him.
No. You're absolutely right.
Yeah, but what can I say? I can't really throw him out.
Well, let me have a word with him.
You?
Yeah, enough's enough. I'm not letting him stress you out like this.
I'll try and drum some sense into him.
How can you do that when he ain't even talking to you?
I won't give him the choice. I'll pick the right moment and he'll just have to listen.
Yeah, so wasted again, were you?
Jamie!
Oh. Right, tonight then, Marty. I've got to run.
Jamie, wait, hold on.
What?
I just want to talk, that's all. Just for a minute.
I can't, I'll miss the bus.
No, I won't be long. I won't make you late for school. Please.
So?
Look, I'm not trying to hassle you or sort your life for you. But surely you can see that you're making it very difficult for me to know what to do.
Do what?
Well, like last week. You came home without telling me and disappeared again, which is fine, but I don't hear from you. You never even text. I didn't know if you'd be back again or where you were.
So...
So you're 15 and you want your own life, but you're still my son and I still worry. And I'm missing you. I want you living back home with me, where you belong.
I gotta go, Mum.
Wait, don't disappear again. Can't we just talk about this? I mean, not here, not now, but talk properly, like grown-ups.
Mum,
can I just make a suggestion, hmm? I'll meet you after school and we'll go out for a pizza or whatever you want. Just for half an hour. No, please, Jamie.
Fine. Okay.
Good.
That's another tray load.
Do you think we'll have this batch done by dinner time?
Touch wood. Then there'll just be the cream left for this afternoon.
Be nice if I could get away a few minutes early. I said to Emma I'd go and sit with Kira so she can go and have a nap.
Did they have a bad night?
Well, no worse than usual, but it all adds up, doesn't it?
Of course it does. Anyway, if we keep on going like this, we should be through in good time.
And a whole day off tomorrow.
Yippee!
Oh, it's going to be so nice. Oh, did you see Kenton started putting flags up round the ball?
Yeah. Fallon says the restaurant's booking up fast.
Frieda's special royal menu.
Yeah,
we thought about trying to get Emma and the baby along to watch the ceremony.
Oh, no.
But then we thought, well, there's bound to be a terrible crush in the bar. Kira might be unsettled.
Yeah.
It'd be nicer for her and Ed to watch at home.
Yeah, I think that's much more sensible.
Yeah.
Hey, and William's taking more time off to be with George.
Oh, yes, I know.
It'll be good for them both. George does seem a bit more settled lately.
Well, Emma's been making a real effort too.
Yes.
You know, giving him a bit more attention when she can. Making him feel special. I think her and Ed are getting the message.
Well, us grandmothers can only do so much, eh, Susan?
Oh, too right.
And there's poor little Kira stuck in the middle of it all.
Oh.
Bless her. She ought to be bringing joy to everyone, the whole family, eh? We don't want her to cause a whole lot more upset and rivalry.
Hey, guess who?
Oh, hiya. What's all this?
Aren't you pleased to see me?
Of course I am. You never said you'd be back this early.
No, well, I'm not.
Okay, but still nice to see you.
I got through early up at the pen, so I thought I'd come by and say hello.
Oh, so you came all this way just for me?
Well, I might grab a quick cup of while I'm
I
here.
I see. You mean your thermos is empty? You want me to refill it?
Yeah.
Give it here, then. You're lucky the kettle's still hot.
Oh, thanks, love.
And you're lucky you've caught me too, because I was just...
Oh, well, it's not just about the tea, though. I mean, why I called in.
So, what else did you have in mind?
Well, these last few days, over the holiday, while I've been spending time with George, well, it's made me do some thinking. And there's something I'd like us to talk over.
Oh, sounds serious.
Yeah, come on, leave the thermos, it can wait. Come and sit down.
Well, hold on. You mean you want us to talk now?
No time like the present, is there?
Well, I was just going to say, I've got to pick the children up. I was about to leave when you turned up.
Oh. Well, can't be helped, I suppose.
So, whatever it is, can we talk about it later, yeah?
Yeah, that's fine. It can wait.
Oh, you know Neil. He'll have a feed delivery. Oh, one of his sows will be farrowing.
Yeah.
There'll be some reason why he can't come and see the wedding.
But he ain't said he ain't coming.
No. He just mutters, you know.
I know.
Keeping his options open.
Just like Eddie. Last of the great romantic.
Yeah.
Well, that's it. We're done.
Oh, great.
Oh, I'm 5 minutes early too.
Oh, wait. Look there on the side.
Hey?
It's a plate from the separator. Did he get washed along with the rest?
Oh, I don't know. But I'll see to that. Don't you worry. You get on down to Rickyard.
Oh, thanks, Clary. I'll just go through and empty this.
Yeah, I won't be a minute. Oh, who's that now? Oh, William. Hello?
Mum, hello. Are you still at work?
Just about finishing. Why?
Well, I need to have a word.
Oh, well, hold on a moment, love. So what is it then, William?
Well, I don't know.
You don't know?
Yes, it's about Nick.
What about Nick?
Well, have you talked to her lately?
Yeah. Why? Well, how lately?
In the last couple of weeks, since Emma's baby was born.
Since Kira was born? Well, a couple of times. Why?
Well, I was just wondering. Well, what I wanted to know is, how did she... I mean, what kind of things was she saying about the baby?
William, is this important? I've been going flat out all day. I just want to get out my work clothes, get on home and put my feet up.
Okay then, don't worry, it don't matter.
Done it?
No, it can wait till another time. I'll let you get on. Bye.
Come on, answer.
Mum?
Oh, you're there.
Yeah, where else?
Sorry, I was afraid I'd missed you. I didn't want to wait right by the entrance in case... Well, you know.
Where's the car?
Just round the corner. So, are you still up for a pizza?
If you want.
Well, we could go for a burger instead, I don't mind. Oh, there's the place we've been to before that does those nice tacos.
Mum, anywhere's fine. I really don't care.
Oh. Right.
Let's just go then, shall we?
Mia's been tired since she got home. Says her throat feels sore.
Well, where's she now?
Oh, she and Jake are both watching a DVD. Going to take some hot black currant when I put the chips in.
Yeah, that should help.
So, how was your afternoon?
Yeah, fine. Oh, nothing special.
I'm sorry I was in such a rush earlier.
Ah, that's okay, don't matter.
But don't let that put you off dropping in on me by surprise. Who knows, maybe next time
I... So maybe we can talk now instead. No, while you're making the tea.
Talk about what?
What are you wanting to talk about earlier?
Oh, you're doing it again, Will. Coming on all deep and serious.
Maybe that's because I am.
Well, you're starting to make me worried now.
Nick, listen. I've been thinking. How do you feel about us having a baby?
Will, a baby?
Yeah. Oh, Georgie's 6 now. Jake and me are growing up fast, and if we're going to, this would be the time.
Well, maybe, but why?
Well, why not? Have our own baby. No, yours and mine. Another brother or sister for George and Jake and Mia.
Will, I don't know what to say. This, it's all such a surprise.
But you'd like that too, wouldn't you?
I don't know. It's such a big thing and it's come right out of nowhere.
No, it hasn't. Well, I've been thinking about it for a while.
But for me, I mean, can't you see? I mean, it's just too much. I've got too much else to think about. I can't even go there now.
Well, I'm not expecting us to decide right away.
Will, please. Not now. Not today. But Mia's not well. I've got to take this in for her.
Yeah, but Nick, you will think about it, won't you?
So I want to get a few things straight from the start. This isn't about school or your exams or your job at the Bull or what you do with your free time. Let's forget about all that for now.
So what's it about, Ben?
Well, us. You and me. And I want to begin with an apology. Look, I know I've messed up, Jamie. I'm not perfect, far from it. There are a few things, well, several things, that I could have handled better. Well, like this whole business with Jolene and Kenton. This isn't easy for me to say, but yes, I got upset. Yes, I lost it. Yes, I made a fool of myself. I said a few things to Jolene that I'm embarrassed to even think about now. I apologised to her, and now I'm apologising to you. I'm sorry, Jamie.
Yeah.
I know it was very hard for you as well. I should have been there to support you, but I wasn't. If I could go back and do it all better, then I would. But I can't.
So why are you telling me then?
Because I want to put it all behind us and move on. So you can stop camping out in Jolene's spare room and come back to your own.
I'm okay at the Bull. I mean, what's there for me at home?
Oh, Jamie, you know the answer to that. Okay, you want to live your own life now. Be more independent. Well, that's fine. I accept that. I won't nag you. Stop you going out with your mates, I promise. And after you've done your exams, well, what you do then is up to you. If you want to leave school, that's fine. Or if you want to go to college, that's fine. It's for you to decide. I shan't put any pressure on you. That's the deal.
Okay.
Oh, love, and I just want to say, no matter what happens, what you decide to do, however bad things are, you've always got a home with me. You know that, don't you?
Yeah, maybe, but I don't know, Mum.
Jamie, I'm missing you. Come home, please.
So what do you think? How's it all looking?
Oh, it's great. Yeah, it's very festive.
Yeah, I found another string of bunting in the shed, so I thought I might as well just stick that up too.
Right, thanks, Kenton.
Yeah, no worries. Well, at a time like this, you know, every man has to do his patriotic duty.
Yeah. If it helps to pull in a good crowd and all, well.
Yeah, exactly. Well, that's it anyway. There you go. All done.
Yeah, well, best get the ladder out of the way before it's knocked down in the rush.
Oh, yeah. Yes. Any sign of Jamie yet?
Nah, not a peep.
Well, what time was he in last night? I heard the door go.
Oh, I don't know. Oh, well, it must have been way after midnight.
Okay, well, we can't wait around all day. I'll give him half an hour and then go and interrupt his beauty sleep.
Ooh, you reckon?
Well, I'll be way too busy later. We'll be rushed off our feet. Now, it's time our Jamie had a reality check.
Kathy, morning.
Oh, hi, Sheila. I was just thinking. It'll be out of date soon.
Huh?
The photo. She'll be wearing a wedding ring, too.
Oh, yeah. Well, maybe Susan will put up a new one.
Hope they look as happy in 10 years' time.
Yes. So, are you coming to watch it at the...
At the Bull? No, I don't think so.
No, of course. I'm sorry.
Well, I've got the morning off. I'll stay at home and watch it there.
And Jamie?
Oh, Jamie's still there at the Bull.
I see.
As far as I know, anyway.
Oh.
Sheila?
Oh, hello.
Hi. Oh, hi, Cathy.
Hello. Have you got the day off too?
Me? No.
Alistair's got better things to do than watch daytime TV.
Right now, I'm on my way back from a call-out.
Oh. Well, I hope you enjoy it all, Sheila.
Thanks. I'm planning to do just that.
Yeah, me too. Bye then.
Bye.
So, when does it all start?
About half an hour.
Okay.
You sure you won't come and join me at the Bull?
I'm still technically on call, and I've got a stack of paperwork to do. And let's face it, it's not really my kind of thing.
Oh, well.
Oh, and Sheila, I've had a text from David. He wants to talk about his place on the team this season.
Oh.
Reading between the lines, my guess is he's pulling out.
Well, now's your chance. You've got the perfect excuse.
What, you mean for this man-to-man chat?
It's not just me. Ruth thinks it might help too.
Well, maybe, but... Look, what do I know about this possible post-traumatic stress?
Well, that doesn't matter.
Yeah, but I mean... He's my brother-in-law. I look after his stock. We play cricket together. I'm not his counsellor.
Well, you don't need to be. Just be his friend.
Oi. Hey, Jamie. Come on, wake up time.
What? You?
Yes, me.
What is this? What are you doing?
We need to talk.
No, get out of here.
No, I'm sorry.
I've got nothing to say to you.
Okay, that's fine. You just sit there and listen. Right, just a few questions first. Now, how much longer are you planning on staying here?
What's it to you?
Just asking. You know, you seem to have got yourself well set out, haven't you? A nice little room, nice bed, clean sheets, meals when you want them, no bills to worry about.
I'm paying. I'm not living here for free.
What, 10 quid a week? Oh, come on. Have you any idea how much you'd pay out in the real world? You got any idea at all? It's time you stop living in Never Never Land, mate.
Oh, shut up! I own shares in this place anyway.
That doesn't give you the right to live here, Jamie.
I don't need you to tell me what to think.
Yeah, well, if you won't do it yourself, someone else has got to do it, or you're going to end up camping on the green.
What?
Jolene is a kind and generous person. She saw things were tough for you at home, that you were in a fix, so she gave you a place to stay. But it's not about somewhere to crash when you've been out with your mates. You know, while you're here, someone's got to wash your sheets, they've got to feed you, you know, whatever, you know. Basically, they've got to be responsible for you.
I don't need looking after.
Oh, come on, please. You're not showing many signs of behaving like a responsible adult so far.
Oh, that's rich coming from you.
This isn't about me.
Anyway, Jolene's all right. She said she's cool about it.
No, no, she's not. That's where you're wrong. I mean, of course, she'd never throw you out if you'd nowhere else to go. But you have, haven't you?
What do you mean?
Jamie, Jolene is not your mum. Kathy is. And she really cares about you. She wants you back home. And that's where you should be. That is where you belong. Not here. I know it sounds harsh, but I am doing you a favour, mate. You know, I'm trying to help you.
Oh, just shut up. Go away. Leave me alone.
Okay. Okay. All right. I said my piece anyway. I'll let you work out the rest.
And a white wine for Mum.
Coming up?
I had to come through here for the drinks. You can hardly move in the bar.
Oh, you found a place to watch it from, huh?
Yeah, Mum saved us a corner. There's a good view of the screen.
Oh, that's good. Well done.
Oh, right now, if I was the bride, I think I'd be feeling just a teeny bit nervous.
Westminster Abbey, millions of people watching.
Yeah, though I guess she's getting used to having an audience.
Oh, and she's bound to look a dream.
Oh, she is.
With a figure like her, she's drop-dead gorgeous.
Yes.
Hiya. Oh, hi, Sheila.
Oh, hello.
This is getting mad. Do you want me to take over here?
If you can take for these.
Oh, righto.
That's £5.10, thanks, Sheila.
Oh, I think I've got some change.
So what happened up there?
Oh, jury's out. We'll have to see.
Okay. Thanks for trying.
There you are. Oh, is that it?
Oh, sounds like they're off.
Yeah. There you are, Kenton.
Hey, you better grab your seat, Sheila.
Oh, yes.
Hey. Well, you're okay here, love. I'm going to watch from the bar.
I suppose it's no good me trying to persuade you to change your mind.
Honestly and truthfully, with all I've got on, not just the NFU, here as well.
Yeah, I do sympathise. Well, the team are going to miss you, of course, but...
I mean, just look at this. I come out here to do a simple job, grease up the forage harvester. Now I find the grease gun's locked up on me.
Ah.
Just nothing seems to be straightforward at the moment.
You've got an airlock in there somewhere?
Yeah. I mean, I can fix it, but...
These things are sent to try us.
Yeah.
Sorry, that wasn't much help, I know.
Oh, it's got it.
So, NFU chair, silaging about to kick off?
In a week or two, yeah.
And all your problems with the herd, that's a heck of a lot on your plate. A lot of pressure.
Well, that's life, eh?
Well, yeah, but you've had more than your fair share of it lately. It must be taking its toll.
Oh, Usha was round the other day. Says Daniel's going to be a lawyer?
Well, he's certainly interested, yeah. He wants to do some work experience.
Yeah, how do you feel about that?
Well, if that's what he wants, I'd be delighted. I'd given up hope of him being a vet.
Yeah, well, you can't decide for them, that's for sure.
No. Well, it's good that one of yours wants to go into the farm.
Pip? Yeah. She's full of ideas about how we can expand our beef sales.
Really? Mm-hmm. Well, that's great. All that youthful energy and enthusiasm.
Yeah. Right, that's working now anyway.
And someone else who's batting for your team. You know, I guess there must be times when you feel pretty isolated.
Round here? No.
No, I mean, well, not literally, in a more, you know, psychological sense. You know, when you're bottling it all up and you need to get it off your chest.
Yeah, well, talk to Ruth about that. She'll say I do nothing but moan about the business.
Yeah, but that's not quite what I meant.
No, I'm sure she must be getting pretty sick of it.
Well, Ruth? No. She's on your side, David.
Well, let's face it, all our recent problems have been down to me.
Oh, look, if you're talking about the herd...
Well, all right, maybe not the Yoni's disease, but everything else.
David, I'm not very good at this, but if there's anything on your mind, I mean, apart from the farm, anything you want to talk through, then...
Thanks, Alistair, but I'm okay, really.
Are you?
Yeah. You know, it's like you said, these things are sent to try us.
Yeah, but it never hurts to talk, all the same.
Hey... look, did you say that Shula's down the bull?
Yeah.
Well, it's still not quite over yet. If you hurry, you might catch the end. Why don't you go down and join her?
Oh, weren't that great?
Oh, yes.
Oh, so romantic. And didn't they look just so happy? I mean, like, proper happy.
Yes.
Oh, and a lovely dress.
Oh, it was.
Hiya. Oh, you two come back down to earth,
yeah? Oh, thank you, Kenton.
No, go on. You enjoyed it and all. I saw you.
Yeah, well, the Royals can still put on a good show. You have to give them that.
Oh, there's Alistair.
Well, that was well-timed.
Well, you'll have to hear all about it from me instead.
Oh, poor Al. No escaping it.
Kenton, have you kept an eye on Jamie?
Yeah, he's all right. Yeah. Working okay, but deliberately avoiding my eye, you know.
Oh, well, not necessarily.
Oh, yeah, I think so. I don't know, Jolene, whether what I said got through or not.
I tried my best, Shula. I just couldn't get through to him.
Oh, dear. Well, can you try again?
He just changed the subject. I don't think counselling's his thing any more than it's mine.
No. Well, thanks anyway.
I'd say the best I can do is just be here for him if he does need some support.
Everyone, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, thank you, really. Thank you for coming here on this very special occasion. And now that we've seen them safely down the aisle, I'd like to propose a toast. So raise your glasses, please. The happy couple, Kate and William.
Kate and William.
Oh, I know, Clary. I cry buckets too. Oh dear, we must be getting old. Yeah. Oh, someone's here. I'll have to go. Bye. Hello? Who's there?
Oh, hello. Jamie.
Hi.
I didn't know you were... I mean, you've got your bag.
Well, I'm going on up.
Oh, Jamie, wait. How long's this for? I mean, is it just for the night? Or are you going to stay?
Well, I don't know. Maybe.
What?
Yeah, I'm staying.
Oh.
I mean, if that's okay with you.
Yes, of course. You don't have to ask. Oh, welcome home, love.
What do you love about the Archers? Leave your memories at bbc.co.uk/archers.